Alma Mahler Werfel, born in 1879, was the daughter of Emil Schindler, a noted painter. Here is what she says in her memoirs about her early creativity. "We had a pianino sent up from the town of Corfu, and there at the age of 9, I began to compose and to write down my own music. As the only musician in the house, I could find my way by myself without being pushed." In writing about her adolescence, she says, "I grew completely away from my surroundings. I became indifferent to them, engrossed in music. I studied counterpoint with a blind organist, raced through musical literature, and kept screaming Wagner parts until my beautiful mezzo-soprano had gone to pieces. I lived in a music miracle of my own making." The Schindler home regularly hosted the leading cultural figures in Vienna, and Alma was adored by many artists early in her life. She fell deeply in love with Klimt, but her mother prevented their marriage. Around 1900, Alma began composition lessons with Alexander Zemlinsky, a young composer-conductor who also taught Schoenberg. Zemlinsky introduced her to Gustav Mahler, and Alma was smitten by this temperamental celebrity who was head of the Vienna Opera and 19 years her senior. After an extremely brief acquaintance and flirtation, they planned to be married. Gustav went on a concert tour and wrote her often. Before his return, they had their first major conflict. This is how she describes it. "I once wrote more briefly than usual, explaining that I still had to work on a composition, and Mahler was outraged. Nothing in the world was to mean more to me than writing to him. He considered the marriage of Robert and Clara Schumann ridiculous, for instance. He sent me a long letter with the demand that I instantly give up my music and live for his alone. I cried all night. My mother heard me, came into my room, and quite seriously urged me to give up Mahler. Had she taken his side, I might have stiffened my opposition. As it was, her unconditional loyalty to me brought me to my senses. After all, I wanted him. I calmed down and wrote him a letter promising what he wanted me to promise, and I have kept my word. His servant, Mahler had written, would call for my reply before we saw each other again. In my excitement, I ran into the street to give my letter to the messenger. He also had one for me, apparently worried about my reaction to the first. Mahler had moderated his demands. In the afternoon, he came himself, happy, confident, and so sweet that for the moment our skies were cloudless. They did not stay cloudless. I buried my dream, and perhaps it was better so. I have been privileged to see the realization of my creative talent, what there was of it, in greater brains than mine. And yet, somewhere in me, a wound kept smarting." And so for many years, Alma became copyist for Gustav's music, but wrote none of her own. In her memoirs, she swings back and forth between saying how enriching and intellectually stimulating it was to be married to Mahler, and how enslaving it was. Here's an entry from her diary. "I often feel as though my wings had been clipped. Gustav, why did you tie me to yourself, me, a soaring, glittering bird, when you'd be so much better off with a gray, lumbering one?" And later, "I told Gustav how hurt I am by his utter disinterest in what goes on inside me. My knowledge of music, for instance, suits him only as long as I use it for him. He answered, 'Is it my fault that your budding dreams have not come true?'" In her memoirs, she writes, "I was the wife of the misunderstood, debt-ridden, ailing musician. Night after night, my mother and sister-in-law sat in the director's box, acknowledging applause, while I slaved in the nursery or at his desk, copying manuscripts." Of course, all this put a strain on their marriage, as did Alma's feeling, familiar to many a wife throughout history, that her husband fawned and danced over other women in public, then came home exhausted to her, only wanting a little peace and quiet. However, all this being said, the situation finally changed. Shortly after a marital crisis in 1910, which prompted Mahler to consult with Sigmund Freud, Gustav begged Alma to resume composing and insisted on helping her to get her works published. This happened the year before Gustav's death. All we have of Alma's music is 14 songs, although she did write other works, but they were destroyed in the bombing of Vienna in World War II. Tonight, we're going to hear her Fünf Gesang. They were probably composed after 1915. At that time, Gustav having died 3 years earlier, she had just broken off her relationship with the painter Oskar Kokoschka. She soon married the famous architect Walter Gropius, but shortly after that, upon reading a poem of Franz Werfel, she was so struck by it that she could think of no one but him and formed a relationship with Werfel that lasted until his death. So, in addition to her musical talent, Alma Mahler loved and was loved by five of the leading European cultural figures of her day. Let's listen to her Fünf Gesang. First song in the cycle is entitled Hymne, Hymn by Novalis. It begins, Few know the secret of love. The second song, words by Otto Birbaum, is Ekstase, ecstasy. God, your heaven has opened up for me, and your wonders lie there for me. The third song by Franz Werfel is Der Erkennende, the understanding. Next text is Richard Damel's Lobgesang, song of praise. And last is Hymne an der Nacht, an die Nacht, hymn to the night, again by Novalis. I'm wandering across to the other side, and every one of my sufferings is a stab of desire. We'll hear the songs performed by Isabel Lippitz, soprano, and Barbara Heller-Reichenbach, pianist. You're listening to Into the Light on KMFA.